safety has become the number one priority.
The 1978 voyage changed everything. Ka'iulani Murphy wasn't part of Hokulea's crew then, but says what happened on that voyage led to big changes in procedures.
There was an effort to go to Tahiti again because of the success of the 1976 voyage. They left in less than ideal conditions. By the time they got into Ka'iwi Channel, they were in trouble. The seas were rough. Hokulea's hull was filling with water and the canoe was capsized. We live with the lessons.
That's the voyage on which Eddie Aikau went for help and was lost at sea. Ka'iu talks about how the crew has prepared for whatever challenges might be in store.
We are all trained in water safety. We're training rescue swimmers. The hulls, they're in separate compartments now, so the water can be contained in one and we just pump out each hole before we begin our watch.
Ka'iu says there's another difference. Since 1980, Hokulea always travels with an escort vessel. For the worldwide voyage, it's the high-tech Hikianalia.
Hikianalia will have capability to detect other ships out at sea, as well as having a GPS. If there were ever a time when, you know, lives could be in danger, that's really the function of having the equipment. But since that 1980 voyage, they've never needed the safety vessel to step in. It works. The navigation works. But it's always good to have that safety net.
Ka'iulani Murphy is on Hokulea on the first leg from Hilo to Tahiti. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.